Hall of Famer?
Yeah, how many
two-time Super Bowl winners are not Hall of Famers at starting quarterback?
Yeah, you've gotten your one-offs. You know, you get your Jeff Hostetler and your Trent Dilfer, but to win two.
Yeah, that means you were the guy for a sizable amount of time. Ben Roethlisberger is going to be a Hall of Famer. He's got two. I mean,
Peyton Manning. Yeah, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah, that's a woo. There's some smoke in the city in New York. We'll talk to Matt Miller about that as well.
This segment brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply. And Trey McBride was waived by the Bears.
We barely knew ye. Yeah. What was your favorite Trey McBride moment?
He caught a pass that time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
You wore number 18, which I think is a fresh number for a wide receiver to wear.
Yeah.
Is there any Bears wide out that wears the 80 number?
Where's an 80 number? There has to be. How could that
be? Yeah, I think it's Earl Bennett.
Stop. Crash test dummy. Earl Bennett.
Earl.
All getting blowed up real good.
Always coughing up blood at a Cheesecake Factory near you.
Hey, we are trying to get to our goal of $25,000 ASAP on Giving Tuesday for Camp One Step. If you haven't done so already, we mentioned that this is our project here, and we thank the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation for their generous commitment to match up to the first $25,000 raised in what is going to be our end-of-year quest at Children's Oncology Services to send 120 kids with cancer to camp for a week. And we do that via Giving Tuesday today, getting things started off with a bang. And I'm going to get an update in just a few minutes about where we stand, but our goal is to make sure that by January 1st, we want to raise $120,000, and the best way to do that, to get things started, get things moving today on Giving Tuesday, is by going to camponestep.org and just whatever you can. Maybe it's $25, maybe it's $50, maybe it's $100, maybe it's more. Whatever it is, it's going to be double that, thanks to the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation, and we want to get as far as we can toward that goal by the end of this show at 6 o'clock today. Looking forward to talking to Matt Miller. No break. Update, then we'll talk to him on the score.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Thanks a lot for stomping on my big Trey McBride news, Dan.
Sorry.
Waiting for it. 301 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. A lot of speculation about the future of Bears head coach John Fox after the Bears loss on Sunday. This morning, Dave Wonsett told Mullin Hanley it might be time for Ryan Pace to show some public support for his head coach.
If I'm John Fox, I would appreciate that. I mean, I really would. I think that if I'm coming back, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I mean, if they're committed to what I'm doing, I would appreciate it.
Meanwhile, Pro Football Weekly reporting the Bears already have a list of potential replacements for Fox, and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is not among them. Bears also making a roster move today, waiving wide receiver Trey McBride. Elsewhere in the league, Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree suspended two games apiece for fighting during Sunday's Denver-Oakland game. Their appeals are today. Dallas running back Darren McFadden announces his retirement from the NFL. Bears host the Saints tonight at the UC. Bulls trying to avoid losing their sixth straight. Blackhawks also in action tonight in Nashville. Hawks are now 5-1-1 in their last seven games. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Blind Barber, located at Fulton Market in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator, mount up. We'll call you.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
College football, NFL. NFL football. We got it all for you with our guy, Matt Miller. You can follow him on Twitter, at NFL Draft Scout. You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Okay. I know you're probably going to say, well, I haven't really looked at them all that. I'm just going to give you a name, and you are going to give me a scouting report based on what you know, what you've seen.
I haven't heard this name either, Matt. We've been waiting for 2 hours for this.
And I've been told, I've been told I can't preface this because I don't want to. I'm not allowed to lead the witness. So I'm just.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Danny.
Give me the Grammy nominations, too.
Jarrett Stidham.
Here's the thing, he hasn't played much. So Auburn quarterback, he has looked very good this last year. I mean, he was one of those Baylor kids that transferred. He has an arm to make every throw. And I think I've even seen coaches say that the last couple weeks. Like, man, this kid has an arm to make every throw. And he can move. He's not necessarily a runner, but he can move. So I like Jarrett Stidham. I'm hopeful that he returns for another year in college, just so that we can see more tape on him. And I know, like, every player is different. Like, Trubisky, I felt like, showed enough last year in a bad quarterback class to come out early and still be a really high pick. I don't get that sense with Stidham. I think he would probably fit into that, like, late second, early third round if he were to come out now.
What do you see on that Alabama front seven? I know they got a couple of linebackers who got hurt early in the season that were going to be starters, but you don't usually see that team not be able to get off the field. And I don't know if I've noticed it a little bit more the last couple of years, especially when the rules changed where you could speed up the tempo, and Nick Saban did not like that at all. And it went from a Courtney Upshaw kind of outside linebacker to a guy who's 240, 230 pounds that can run. Have you seen a change in that defense that has taken us to the point where they're not invincible anymore?
Yeah, to some extent. And I think, you know, like last year was different because they had some speed rushers and Tim Williams and Ryan Anderson. And we talked about how different that was. And also Jonathan Allen up front, Dalvin Tomlinson up front. I mean, these were guys who were high draft picks, you know, first round, second round. Tim Williams would have been a first rounder if not for the off-field stuff. So I think that's missing this year. When you watch Alabama, it's big guys like Deshaun Hand and Deron Payne. And these are good defensive tackles, but they're more of the, like what we used to see with Alabama, where they're just run stuffers. They're not great penetrators. They are keeping those linebackers clean. Guys like, you know, Desmond Moses, who's, I think, a freshman. He's not draft eligible yet, but he makes a ton of plays. Rashawn Evans is draft eligible. He's probably a top 10 or 15 player. Also makes a ton of plays, but I think, like, watching them play Auburn, that was one thing that stood out to me was, this Alabama defense, they just don't have that speed on the edge that we're accustomed to seeing. And I don't know how much of that's because of injury, but I think the bigger problem is the offense. And I don't think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. I know he makes some big plays with his feet, and he's a running back.
I'm with you.
Snap. Like, he's when you have guys like Calvin Ridley, you should be making plays in the passing game, and he just cannot get it done. So he's, man, I hate to be like so down on a kid, but he has some major, major steps to take right now.
Who else did you see this weekend who you have been scouting and on a critical team, important games? And we've talked about this before. This is a time of year where somebody can really move up or move down based on performance in a critical time. Who are you looking at?
Yeah, well, you know, it's weird this year because a lot of the top teams don't have the best draft prospects. You know, like, we look at Clemson, and I love watching the Clemson defensive line. So those are guys that I will, like, this upcoming week they play Miami. Like, that game is all about D-line play. And so for Clemson, you know, it's Christian Wilkins, one of his last games. I guess they'll make the playoffs. We'll have a couple more. Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant, the other defensive end. Like, watching those guys, Dorno Daniel, their weak side linebacker, who's made a lot of really good plays in coverage. Those are the guys who have some games of consequence left. You know, those are the players you're watching. For Ohio State, there were a lot of guys who I liked over the summers. You know, I think I remember talking to you guys about, like, there's 20 players from Ohio State on my board. Yep. A lot of them have fallen off. You know, some like Denzel Ward and Draymond Jones and Sam Hubbard and Billy Price are still up there. But then you have guys like Jerome Baker, Damon Webb, Mike Weber, who's really taken a step back this year. So Ohio State is always going to be an interesting team to scout and evaluate. But Clemson right now, Clemson might have the most talent, but it's kind of a deal like with Alabama where, you know, Kelly Bryant's just not much of a quarterback right now. So it's hard to look at guys like Deion Kane and try to project forward what he's going to be able to do because he's held back so much by the offense.
All right, turn your scout's eye to the pro level right now and evaluate the performance. I don't know if you got to see Mitchell Trubisky against the Eagles. And I know the Eagles are a really good defense and they didn't run, but it just didn't look right to me, and it didn't look the same to me. And I'm not sure if the hesitation in his release is physical, if it has to do with footwork, balance, or shoulder lean, or if it's a mental thing, or one working with the other. But it didn't look good to me.
Yeah, I think some of it, and I think I said this to one of my buddies over the weekend, it almost looks like he doesn't trust his receivers yet. Like, they're not on the same page. So there is, like, some weird hesitation when he's throwing the ball. And that's just, I mean, that's how it just looks to me on TV. I don't know anything behind the scenes as far as what's going on there, but it does look a little off. And I think, you know, I hate that offensive scheme. I think this might be one of the worst coach teams offensively, well, head coach and offensively, in the entire NFL. It's just, none of the pieces seem to match, you know? And so, like, when Jordan Howard, I know you're losing, but when Jordan Howard only gets 7 carries, that's a problem. And when you know, and we've talked before, the receivers, they're not any good, and we can't put that on Trubisky. And, you know, it's been somewhat injury related. So you can't even really put it on the front office, but that's just an area where they're going to have to get so much better. I think if you're a Bears fan, the next 6 months, you're going to think, okay, look what happened to Jared Goff. Trubisky looks better than Goff did in his first year. So I think you have to hope and pray that the front office can, through free agency and the draft, surround him with some guys who are going to be able to make plays. And that starts at receiver. And I know there's money spent on the offensive line. There's some big names on the offensive line. I think they have to get better up front. And maybe continuity will do it. But when I look at the line, I have a lot of problems with how they're performing as a unit.
I'm with you. And we like to think about the sexy pick where, all right, who's the wide receiver? Who's the big, fast tight end? But I wouldn't be mad if the Bears drafted Connor Williams or drafted the kid out of Notre Dame and threw him over there at the left side. I know they paid Charles Leno Jr. a lot of money just to show the locker room that if you work hard, that you can get paid. But he isn't a good player. And they're I think offensive is the offensive line deeper at the positions that the guys that are eligible right now than wide receiver?
It is, yeah. And I like the receiver class okay. There's not like that dude who you're like, oh, man, we got to get this guy. And I think on the offensive line, you mentioned him, whether it's Connor Williams, who just declared yesterday, or Notre Dame has Quentin Nelson, who is one of the best guard prospects of the last decade. I mean, he's up there with Zach Martin and Brandon Scherff. He should be an all-pro player as long as he's healthy. So, you know, there are guys that you could get that could come in and make an impact. And I'm so glad you said that, Jason, about Charles Leno, because every time I put someone like Connor Williams to the Bears in a mock draft, I get tweets about, we just paid Charles Leno. Like, okay, cool.
So? It's sort of like what they did with Mike Glennon.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't mean a damn thing. So I like that you're not afraid to come out and say, all right, you know, this is an area where we still need an upgrade. And if you can get, you know, a really good young left tackle, do it.
A left tackle's a weapon. I mean,
look at Philly. Look at Dallas. Like, yes. Teams that have had success. I mean, you got to have a good left tackle. Look at the Rams we were talking about are so different with Andrew Whitworth in there, even though he's 34 years old. Like, it made a world of difference. So I'm all about best player available. You don't want to reach. But, man, I would be doing everything I could to look and see what they think of Connor Williams, if they're happy with the knee, if they're happy with, you know, he's coming out early and not playing in the bowl game, that's going to ruffle some feathers. But, man, they need a lot of help. I don't think you can say no to any position other than quarterback right now.
All right, real question. The reaction, the unhinged but successful revolt by Tennessee fans to get Greg Schiano unhired, and the unseemly way in which they did it, and sort of using the Trojan horse of the Penn State connection, which I thought was bizarre and disingenuous, regardless of what you think, I wouldn't have hired Schiano anyway. But are we in an era now where any and every crazy college fan base is empowered to hire or fire a coach?
I guess so. I hate this. And you know, I had some back and forth with even some coworkers on Twitter that they got a little heated because I legitimately hate this stuff. And I'm with you. I don't like Greg Schiano as a coach. I thought he was an awful coach in Tampa. He lost his locker room. I mean, he leaked the injury report of his quarterback. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I don't like about Greg Schiano, but I hate the precedent that this sets and that you can get
one crazy radio guy who makes his living just saying dumb stuff and getting people riled up. And I'm sure you guys know which one I'm talking
yep.
about. Mm-hmm. Like, this is all he's doing. And for him, it's like it's a new witch hunt every day, whether it's ESPN or an airline because his kid's got lice, or now it's Greg Schiano. I think it's embarrassing and it's disgusting that people will say that he had something to do with that scandal when it can be proven. I mean, none of that information could be corroborated. Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports wrote like the Bible of that whole situation. And so if anybody's interested, they should check that out and read it. But it is scary, man. And as a fan, like, you know, when Texas fired Mac Brown, I can't imagine being like, nope, we don't want Charlie Strong, you know, and getting on Twitter and getting on the radio and making it a case where, no, we're not going to hire this dude, you know, or this time around with Tom Herman. So I hope that this isn't the way that the world works now, but I don't know. 2017's been a weird year, so maybe this is how it works now. I'm not sure.
All right, Eli Manning, the breaking news, Geno Smith will be the starter for the Giants. How bad has Eli been, not just this year, but it seemed like when Ben McAdoo was the offensive coordinator, their first eight games under him, they weren't coordinated as an offense, and all of a sudden they picked up steam. What's changed in the last year or so?
No, I was texting with my boss about this, actually. I don't think it's all on Eli. He's not been good, but I think you have to look at, I think they've actually lost this team. I mean, you've got a new guy on defense being suspended every week. You know, guys aren't even trying. You have your top three or four receivers hurt. Your offensive line's a joke, and they've just failed time and time again to address it. So Eli has been bad, but I do think that given a little more help, they would be a lot better than, you know, 2-9 right now. It's just he's in a really bad situation. I think Ben McAdoo is not a good head coach. Like you said, when they first got together, it was like, okay, this might work. I don't know if the expectations are just a little too high because they don't have B. Marsh and they don't have Odell. But, I mean, Evan Ingram's looked good. Sterling Shepard's a pretty good player. So they do have some weapons. It just doesn't seem like McAdoo is able to, you know, coach through any type of situation or even put a good game plan out there. And I think we're just seeing Eli kind of fall apart with that pressure.
All right, Matt, good stuff. Thanks. We'll talk next week, man.
Appreciate it,
Phil. That is Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter, brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com.
Dan, when we come back, I want to talk about the power that fans wield. We see it on the collegiate level. We hear about it on the professional level. I want the people to get involved, too, at 312-644-6767. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. We're now 2 days removed from Crabtree to leave two, and the aftermath is almost as wild as the fight itself. So, what's the punishment to fit that crime? Come to find out, two games each. Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio did not understand that, and he took to Twitter with his argument. He wants to know why A.J. Green of the Bengals goes MMA on Jalen Ramsey, yet does not get suspended, yet his guy's looking at two games. Fair question. I think the league would probably say that they're repeat offenders. A.J. Green skated because he's AJ Green and it's so out of character for him that the league figured the ejection was enough of a punishment. I'm guessing then that the NFL figured that Tlaib and Crabtree are, well, Tlaib and Crabtree. And by that I mean not only are they repeat offenders, but they're repeat offenders with each other, so the league did have to send a message. I'm Jim Rome.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
Stop my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team. Are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump on a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah. Video games. Body odors. Manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh, my God. I'm
Let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Tomorrow night, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 7 to 10 p.m. at Brick City Tavern, located at 34 South Main Street in Mount Prospect. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 8 to 9:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So we're following this Eli Manning New York Giants story. There's some audio that we'll get to you as soon as we turn it around. And also from New York Daily News, Pat Leonard, who I believe covers the Giants, says that 34 minutes ago he tweeted, they're sitting Eli Manning to start Geno Smith and give Davis Webb playing time as well. Eli declined the chance to keep starting just to keep 210-game streak alive. So they came to him and said, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. Can you sit or you could fight this and say no? And he said, no, I don't want to keep the streak going if you guys don't want me to play.
We got something we're going to get to here, but I want to mention I just got an update on where we are in our pursuit of the $25,000 match for Camp One Step, the match from the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation to help as many kids as we possibly can. We are currently at $12,750. That's a hell of a start. So not halfway through the show, we are more than halfway there.
Man, so y'all got money out there in these streets. Shout out to y'all.
Look, little
that's stuff on the back, baby. $50 here, $100 here, yes, $250 there, $20 here, $30 there. Next thing you know, $25K at the end of the
little
day.
Little things start to add up. They really do. Little things start to add up. So that's almost 13
avalanche of cash.
That's almost 13 kids with cancer already that we can send to camp for a week. But we want more, and we want to get that full match. So again, go to camponestep.org or jump on any of the show's Twitter, my Twitter, anything you can find.
Yeah, put it out there as well.
The link is right there. It's on Jason's Twitter at Jason1Goff2. So any way you want to find it, the easiest way is to just click that donate button at camponestep.org. But we want to get to 25 as close as we can by the end of the show. We've got some extra time, but the urgency is here on Giving Tuesday to help as many kids.
Yeah, you know you're going to blow $50 or $20 on something you don't need to blow it on today. Make somebody else have a smile, you know, have a moment in life where they can say, you know what, I feel normal. I've been going through a lot, and these kids are going through a lot. You know, Dan is not being phony when he's telling you the talks with these kids and the images of these kids and, you know, the therapy over and over and being in and out of hospitals and never really being able to be a kid. You get a chance to go to a camp for a week and hang out and just, you know, yell and scream and run and do all the things kids get a chance to do. So, you know, give 10, 20, 50, whatever you can. Dan, we have long said that this is the voice of Chicago's sports fan.
Yes.
And it has been for a very, very long time. And fans use their voice. Now, in this day and age with Twitter, and that's where the story takes a turn here, I was trying to keep up this weekend what the hell actually was going on with the Tennessee Volunteers coaching job and Greg Schiano. And I thought it was some kind of joke when I saw that they chose not to hire him because fans had a little bit of an uprising.
A little bit.
And the wielding of that kind of power is very, very dangerous because when it happens, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Because now what you've told Tennessee Volunteer fans is, hey, anytime you don't want a coach here or don't like a coach, you've set the precedent now.
Now they're trying to get the AD fired.
And see, that's the thing. You know, you start messing around like this. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I can take your job, too. Fans, and that's why I marvel at the fact that this city, especially with the tradition that it has in terms of fan bases being grand and big and loud, and even the sketches on Saturday Night Live that people didn't know were making fun of us and still tried to carry out. There have been organizations here that have had the backlash from a fan base over and over and over again. And sometimes guys get out and sometimes guys stay a little bit longer, but you hear from the fans. This is different. This feels a little bit weirder. It feels a little bit different. And I don't know if it's simply because it's collegiate athletics.
That's part of it. Because to me, there's a level of crazy and a level of opportunism. You get the mob mentality, yeah. And you get the anger. And we've dealt with it. And we've talked about the unique craziness of college sports fans.
And you also get children involved. And when I say children, I mean you get people, guys and girls, who have yet to form any kind of professional, responsible life, but they have so much emotion invested in one thing. And I'm talking about guys and girls 17 to about 24 years old where they're still trying to figure out their lives. Hell, they're probably still in school. But once you throw them in the mix, usually when you talk about a professional town, you're talking about a town that is established economically, whether it be L.A. or New York or Chicago, that doesn't deal in a lot of collegiate athletics, would rather be talking about professional sports because you've got families and season ticket holders and people who are invested at a different level. When you get 24, 25-year-olds with a little bit of sway and still, you know, I don't know, living in their mom's basement or not knowing what they want to do with their life, you can have that kind of lens that isn't quite focused yet.
I also wonder
if that makes any sense.
There's another depth to this too, and it's we saw that this particular rebellion was able to seize on the Penn State connection. And that's really what queered it, was when they were able to say, yeah, there's this one allegation that he might have seen. And look, do I think that Greg Schiano knew what was going on? I do.
Maybe so.
I do. Yeah. I think they all knew. Mm-hmm. I think Tom Bradley.
Football was bigger.
They all knew. You don't have a guy since 1969 creating a victim farm charity, surrounding himself, showering with boys all the time,
and no one see it.
That much smoke and every.
They used to comment on how he'd always have kids around.
How creepy it was. Everybody knew something was going on. Now it also raised the questions: what is a reasonable person supposed to do or is expected to do to risk his livelihood to personally investigate it, to declare themselves a one-man police force and take on Joe Paterno? There's all sorts of moral and ethical questions along this continuum here. But my worry is that every next coaching hire could conceivably be doxed in ways that we don't know. Once you start here, people will go low. They had this for him. This was right there for him. My worry is, what are they going to find out about a coach's family member, about a coach's kid, about a coach, about anything in their history that somebody thinks is going to be disqualifying?
And collegiate athletics isn't above going that low.
Sure. We're talking about the limiting factor is the craziest possible fan completely unchecked.
Scoreboard update.
3:31 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bulls host the Sun tonight at the United Center. Nikola Mirotic returned to practice yesterday for the first time since fighting with Bobby Portis back in the middle of October. Mirotic and Zach LaVine will not travel with the team for Thursday's matchup in Denver. They'll stay behind in practice with the Windy City Bulls. Blackhawks are in action tonight in Nashville. Patrick Kane fined $5,000 for slashing forward Nick Ritchie in Monday night's game. Bears are off today. They'll start getting ready for the 49ers tomorrow. Today they waived wide receiver Trey McBride. In college basketball, the Big Ten ACC Challenge gets underway tonight. Illinois and Wake Forest right here on the score starting at 7:30. Northwestern takes on Georgia Tech at 6. And in baseball, Carlos Beltran will interview for the Yankees manager job. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Meijer. Get into the holiday spirit right now at Meijer. 10 for 10 is back. Mix and match 10 items across the store for $10 and get an 11th item free. M-Perks members save 15% more on all general merchandise, apparel, and shoes. Find more great holiday deals at Meijer.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Gotta walk. Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
the water experts.
This segment is brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. 708 texter says, my issue with this is Tennessee's fan base did this. What happens when Texas, USC, Ohio State fan bases establish the same power?
Well, Tennessee's got a They got a 100,000 person stadium. Like the Neyland Stadium isn't small. Tennessee is in that weird realm of college football that I learned a little bit more about when I had a chance to go to Atlanta. You know, Arkansas in there too, where they believe that they should be a top five program, even if nobody else does. The Arkansas you saw with the Brett Bielema hire and now firing before he even got off the tarmac. They believe that, hey, we're Arkansas football. We should be here. Tennessee, they didn't win with Peyton Manning. They actually won the national championship with T. Martin. And
now
think about
coach,
how long
right?
exactly now, yeah. coach. Think about how long ago that was. They think that we should be with the Georgias and the Alabamas. There's no reason. So don't think that they don't think that they are a brand name, big time program.
But every college fandom is crazy. Every college fandom that could do something like this. The point is, there's
are the ones without history crazy?
They're all crazy. And I can't say it any more strongly. There's the limiting factor here is zero, because you're your craziest, angriest, meanest, most dangerous fan is equally empowered.
And the people with tentacles, too. The people who work in places that can get your social security numbers and get your...
The true lunatic fringe. You're talking about people being doxxed here. You're talking about... I mean, look, we know how crazy the Penn State people got.
Yeah, that was a tough time to be working in this business. The phone calls and some of the emails and stuff, the back channels and things that the people were doing and the measures, the lengths that they were going to threaten this show.
Not just the show, because of my affiliation with a pediatric cancer charity, they went after them. The Penn State people were so crazy in coming after me because I dared attack Joe Paterno that they actually went after the computers, the phones, and everything that was going on at a pediatric cancer charity. Mm-hmm. That's how crazy they were. That's not just Penn State. At some point, there's at least one or two of those people now feeling empowered with coaching hires. I understand. If you don't want Greg Schiano to be the highest paid state employee representing your university, I'm cool with that. But the way that this happened was chilling.
And
it was chilling.
Social media is another thing, too, when we talk about journalism. We're not at the point anymore where you go, it's on Twitter. You know, you just get your news from Twitter. Listen, Twitter is shaping and moving things in ways, if you haven't seen it in the last year, that we would have never thought. So, like you mentioned, empowering and emboldening these people who said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to be the loud voice.
Not to mention bots and foreign agents.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm going to be the loud voice that goes along with the crazy radio talk show host guy who really doesn't care about Penn State or the victims. I'm going to be that guy, and I'm going to put pressure. You know what? I'm going to actually, because it went from that guy voting for the MLB All-Star game 30 times as a kid to now having 30 different Twitter handles and putting all that pressure and sending just ridiculous amounts of messages to the AD and to the AD's family and finding, listen, I on lower levels, you know, I've told people in my life, hey, put everything on private, you know, only allow people into your bubble that you want social media wise. And I'm a dumbass talk radio host. I can't imagine what being the athletic director or the incoming head coach's daughter or son, you know, getting these kinds of messages. Like, we're in a very weird time now where, hell, we talk about congressional wise, Facebook and Twitter is getting ready to have to answer a lot of questions in terms of the information that is disseminated on their platforms. These people have changed the course of a hire, and not only a hire, but now they've attached this to him going forward. If you didn't want to do your investigative journalism as a school getting ready to bring Greg Schiano, this is going to change his career no matter what going forward.
We have in other news coming your way next. I have an unfortunate couple that did something really, really dumb, and unfortunately they did it to their own kid.
Really?
And I've got some questions about who the woman who is going to be the new Duchess of Sussex or whatever her title is going to be, because there's something about it that I find a little coincidental and a little weird.
Okay. Be careful, because
I know,
and it's a
The royal family just got more naturally athletic.
Oh, no doubt. Yes. No, those bloodlines are. Hey, listen up. Actually, is it the queen who says she doesn't have to? Well, she may not have to go because she's been married before. Like, she's done that before when it came. Didn't she? Prince Charles's second wedding. She didn't go because she didn't go to. You know, they're so religious that she doesn't go to weddings involving someone who's been married before. It's a lot going on with that situation. Good for you, though, man. Good for, oh, no doubt. You go from wearing a Nazi Halloween costume to laying down next to that fam. I mean, hey, good for you. Is it Harry, right? Is it Harry? All right, we'll do that next right here on 670 The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I got to tell you, how do you like Cutler now? How do you like Cutler now? All week you guys blasting him in the media and Mora saying this and March saying this about Cutler. How do you like him now? I'm going to tell you something. That's a real legitimate quarterback.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Blind Barber, located on Fulton Market in Chicago.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent that I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Just ask Jerry and Sue. They were getting ready to tap into their 401k to start covering their mortgage, but first they called Amy. Amy sat down with them and went over selling, renting, short sale, deed in lieu of foreclosure options. Trusting her expertise paid off. They were able to sell their home quickly and did not forfeit any of their 401k. And with Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty, you sit down, set a price and a deadline. And if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home. Or if you would prefer to rent out your home, Amy has a property management company that can help you do that. She's got you covered on every single level. That's the Amy Kite Guarantee. She works in 8 counties in Chicagoland and has you covered. Call the realtor who I would trust, the realtor who I know, and the realtor who I'm happy to call a friend. That's Amy Kite at 847-877-9881. Or AmyWillSellYourHome.com. That's AmyWillSellYourHome.com. And start packing today.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world.
CBS Weekdays.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chili rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news,
the whistles got woo.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean and the mile.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Dan, I will let you lead off. I want to hear about the silliness. You got the kid story?
Well, I want to start with this.
All right.
Now, we were in here yesterday, and I was mentioned to Barry Rosner, 5 o'clock, every local news, the top local news story in Chicago was that Meghan Markle went to Northwestern. Dane Placco was doing a story on rat turds, but they had to get to him second because he got scooped because they had a different reporter who was standing on the campus of Northwestern University where the future Duchess once attended. And it's like, let Dane Placco do his rat turd story.
Right, that's what he lives for.
Not the top story. But now, so her picture is now splashed everywhere and everybody's looking at who is she and what's her history and where does she come from. And she's a fascinating story. She's a biracial woman who is actually a distant relative of Prince Harry. Going back, she's got bloodlines that do go back to royal England.
Game of Thrones action.
Yes.
Incest.
Yes.
Let's go.
Way, 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 way back. But I was struck, and tell me I'm not the only one that thought this.
Okay.
She bears a striking resemblance to Pippa Middleton, Kate Middleton's sister, who was the sensation of the previous royal wedding when she came out there in her dresser and said, ooh, yeah, the princess looks great, but who's that? And now I believe she just referred to as a British socialite, but I found it a little weird that Harry's brother's wife's sister, and they really, she's like a Mega Pippa.
You know? It's like Giannis Antetokounmpo for me. He's Mega Pippin.
Well,
you got Mega Pippa.
It's like, Pippa Middleton, but a little more of this and a little more of that.
You're around somebody a lot, an infatuation grows.
We covet what we see every day. I
had a crush on my uncle's first girlfriend.
I could not have been the only person to think that. Maybe Harry's like, yeah, I gotta get me one of these.
On our assembly line?
I don't know.
Hey, can we get the 2.0 version of what you got over there?
Doesn't she look like that?
She's a beautiful woman.
She is a beautiful woman, but she really looks like Pippa Middleton.
Am I weird that I don't, like, when all of this happens, I'm like, what's the big deal? Like, not what's the big deal, but like, why? Like, it's
the royals. I mean,
it's huge news and people have like watch parties and all those other things. And I'm like, I feel like the lame in this situation where I'm not moved by it as much.
I don't get it either.
All right, Dan.
Yes.
This is from Jay Busby.
Skip.
Skip, skip, skip. You may have heard that Auburn defeated Alabama last weekend in the Iron Bowl.
That's right. I saw that quarterback. Yeah. I was actually proud of you.
I think Jared Stidham might be a good player. He might even get the old Bernstein curse.
He's nice.
He might Peterman him. All right. That resounded across the state and the nation. Such milestones don't come along all that often for Auburn these days. So the fans celebrated by storming the field at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Nice idea. How much would you guess it's going to cost? The Auburn fans stormed the field, and you know the SEC don't play that anymore. How much you think it's going to cost the university?
As a fine or to repair the field?
The fine, and then we'll get to the field.
So the conference is going to fine them $75,000.
It's going to cost the university $250,000 dollars in fines.
Wow.
And requires some extensive landscaping work. You can understand fans' enthusiasm. Auburn hadn't beaten Alabama since 13, and the victory may have well denied the Tide a slot in the college football playoff, but the fans showing more passion than athleticism had a little trouble clearing the hedges that surrounded the field. That's where all the cost is incurred, because they couldn't jump over the hedges, so they just rushed through them, and you've got a whole
bunch. So it isn't just fines, it's repairs. Well,
the fines is $250,000 from the SEC. The landscaping work is extra.
Wow.
And the SEC told their conference a long time ago, hey, we've been doing this for too long. We're the nation's best conference. Stop with the foolishness. Stop rushing onto the field. They haven't quite gotten that over in terms of college basketball, because people love to run on the court. But your university, $250,000 in fines because you wanted to run on the field after the Iron Bowl. So I don't know who pays for that. You know, parents, you think parents some way, somehow pay for that in terms of admissions and all that? But
sure. Along the cost to you, the consumer.
I thought $75,000 would have been a lot. I thought it was going to be $50,000. $250,000 because you won a football game and you tore up the damn field.
That was worth it.
So this actually, I want to thank Matt Abaticola for sending me this story.
Nice.
And I don't know why he was reading Cosmo, but this is from Cosmopolitan.com, because he knew I would like this. Oh, boy. I'm going to introduce you to an Arkansas couple, Justin and Jordan Garton, G-A-R-T-O-N.
Justin and Jordan Garton.
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 They also happen to be huge fans of the Olive Garden. They plan to name their firstborn child Olivia Garten after Olive Garden. They said they ruled out Olive Garten because it was a little too on the nose and they were worried about potential bullying. They've always loved Olive Garden very much. They went on some of their early dates there, and in 2015, when they were newlyweds, struggling to make ends meet, they bought a coveted $100 never-ending pasta pass. Spider too wide banana. That entitles its holders to 2 months of unlimited pasta, soup, salad, soda, and breadsticks. Jordan watched the online countdown for the never-ending pasta pass in 2015, clicked as fast as she could, and snagged the couple 7 weeks of Italian cuisine. She said, "We committed to eating there every day for 6 or 7 weeks to get our money's worth." The name Olivia Garten is an homage to the father's Italian heritage.
Oh, no. That makes it even worse.
I know.
That makes it even worse.
Okay. This is not a good advertisement for the state of Arkansas. He said, "I just love Italian food, and growing up in Arkansas, that's pretty much one of the only Italian places we ever got to go to."
I think that there's some dude who had to, you know, go down there to get away from something and opened up a nice little...
Somebody's Uncle nice Mario joint. Actually yeah. had a place. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Damn.
Not only that they're naming that's the best Italian restaurant in Arkansas.
Too. They got and Italian I know lineage.
Somebody look,
it's in the blood.
Get them on a plane. At least get them to Jerry DiNardo's place in Bloomington, Indiana. I mean, do something.
Oh my God.
Something. We need. I mean, there has to be an intervention.
When was the last time you've been to Olive Garden?
15 years ago. I mean, I've only been once.
I had to go for a graduation lunch probably a few months ago during the summer. And
that's where you order your wine, of course.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
Judging by your guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. My guy at Benny's. Yep. I see that son of a... I see him all the time. And I just look at him and glare at him. But no, dude, it was... We went from like 75th Street all the way 159th, 160 something. And I was thinking to myself, you know how many Italian places we probably passed on the way to stop there?
real ones with grandma in the back.
Exactly.
Making the same sauce that she made
for
in Palermo.
For decades. Right. Yeah. And it was exactly the experience you thought it would be and should be. And I haven't talked to those people since. Dan, did you know that Josh Gordon dealt drugs?
As a
student at Baylor.
Yes.
Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has admitted to dealing drugs during his college days at Baylor. In an interview with Ben Baskin of SI, Gordon said he would receive up to 6 pounds of marijuana each week through the mail and estimated he made upward of $10,000 per month from selling it in cities around the state of Texas, including Dallas and Austin. Gordon did tell Baskin about an epiphany he had over the summer that has changed his perspective on things. Quote, if I was willing to go any length to get a fix, then at what point am I going to go to any length to get something positive for me? 26-year-old Gordon is eligible to play in his first game since 14 on Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers. He's been suspended for the NFL for the past 2 years due to multiple violations of the league's substance abuse policy. And from 2012 to 2014, he was one of the NFL's most dynamic wide receivers. This is a college damn near All-American wide receiver going on record saying, yes, I not only sold weed, I traveled to different cities in the state that I was playing college football to go sell that weed. $10,000 a month, roughly $2,500 a week. I don't know who you are.
Walking around money.
Man, I don't know who you were selling to, Josh Gordon, but it sounds to me that Josh Gordon is going about things the wrong way. Why jump back into the CTE pool if you can just go ahead and find yourself in a dispensary? Sounds like you know the product. Sounds like you know how much the product should sell for. You get the regulation out of the way. Next thing you know, you got yourself a multi-million-dollar business. But he wants to play football, and he's starting to practice, I believe, today.
That's in other news brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And
are
no,
people texting?
Yes, no, trash can man, you're not naming your child Dwight Castle. Oh. You're not doing that. And a great point for the 708. If you're broke, how about eating pasta at home because it's 99 cents a box?
It's the cheapest, one of the cheapest things you can buy in the store.
Ramen is 33 cents.
Oh. Now you're talking. I might get myself some ramen tonight.
I made it for the kids the other night.
Little egg on top.
Egg, yeah, threw some broccoli and mushrooms in there. See? Sliced up some pork to the
coming together.
Thing.
I missed you. I ate turkey for like a day and a half.
Shot of sriracha.
You know what? Damn it. I'm going to hire one of the Bernstein kids to cook for me twice a month.
You could do worse.
Yeah,
we got Adam Kramer.
A couple $100 a piece?
Speaking of eggs, kegs and eggs on Twitter, Adam Kramer on the crazy college football landscape after an update of the score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I have great news for you and for all the people that reached out that said, thank you so much for that Cameron Hughes Wine Cyber Monday deal. Well, guess what? It's extended, so you've got this extra chance to grab spectacular wine at even less than the usual fraction of the price. You know, this is great stuff. Cameron Hughes gets great wine from the best vineyards. It is the very same wine that you drink, and it's very expensive boutique brand names. But as part of the deal, he signs an NDA, he puts his name on the bottle, there's a number on the bottle, and you just get the great wine without paying that original retail price. Right now, it's 30% off and free shipping on a case. You're talking about a 50-pound case of wine that is going to ship for free and free gift bags. It is the best deal of the year. He has extended it through the end of the week because of the response yesterday. This is available until Friday, and a lot of the wines are running out because everything is in limited quantity. So go to chwine.com right now. This is the Cyber Week 30% off and free shipping deal, all extended. chwine.com. It's chwine.com. You shop for these amazing, award-winning luxury wines, great cabs, pinots, all sorts of other red varietals. There's some gold medal winners in there. If you like the Carneros Chardonnay, if you like Albarino, there's a wonderful one that is still in stock. Go to chwine.com. Use Dan at checkout as the promo code. Just that, D-A-N. Any wine, 30% off and free shipping on a case. chwine.com. Enter Dan. Don't wait for this.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any
any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Our military and their families have made sacrifices without asking for anything in return. So this holiday season, let's serve them. ConnectingVets.com presents Home for the Holidays. Share your favorite memory of when your loved one came home. Was it a surprise at school or an unexpected knock on the front door? Tell us your story and you'll be registered to win a $1,000 gift card so you can help them feel the love you feel when they're home for the holidays. Sponsored by Cigna. Together all the way.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda in Highland Park. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any